Welcome to The Easy Breezy Life, the official podcast of a global community of fierce, focused, and fired up women helping women shatter glass ceilings and overcome life's greatest challenges. I am your host, Asada O, and I am so glad to be with you today. This podcast is intended to give you advice, products, and tools to help you get ready for your glow up. Every view we share on here is for education and entertainment purposes only. Please seek professional, financial, legal, and medical advice as you see fit. The views expressed are solely of those of each speaker and are not endorsed by any organization. This being said, let's take a brief break before we get started in this week's episode. Want to know how I save tons of money on a Caribbean vacation while earning cash back? It's easy. The answer is Rakuten. Sign up online today using the link in our episode notes so you can start saving and earning cash back on your favorite online stores. Rise and shine and welcome. Even though my voice is a little on the cracked side, I felt like it was so important to come here on this last Sunday of June and talk about the new direction that we are taking here at the Easy Breezy Life. For those of you who have been on this journey with me for the past 9 seasons, you know that through the Easy Breezy Life, I have conquered many demons, personal and without, and has also gone through a great deal of transformation to the glory of God. When I started this journey, I was at a place where I was questioning God about what was happening in my life. We waited after 4 years of being married to become pregnant, got pregnant with twins, had an extremely difficult pregnancy, to end up in the NICU at 23 weeks, lose our daughter at 29, and to have our son, our love, Emmanuel, spend nearly 11 months in the hospital. Over the course of the past 5 years, I have inquired of God, inquired of the Lord, certain happenings and patterns of my life. And I genuinely believe that a day in the life of the Alpha Woman and the Easy Breezy Life up until this part was God's way of healing me. Now, through the journey, others have been able to benefit, to profit, to evolve, and also get their healings and breakthrough. But I always believe that when God calls us to start a ministry, the sheep he desires to save first is us. And as we obey and walk in that calling, he continues to work on us to refine us. This being said, we never actually get off of the potter's wheel. This is a lifelong journey, and I like to say that we shed versions of ourselves to move closer and closer to who God has called us to be. And that is why the name of this episode is The Death of the Alpha Woman and the Birth of the Easy Breezy Life. For the longest, I have asked God why certain life circumstances for me have felt so much harder than other people. And each time I would be drawn back to the anchoring scripture for our ministry, which comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, which is, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This scripture has been transformational for me because I feel like as I have learned to trust and move with the flow of God more and more, things have indeed become easier. Now, this doesn't mean that life circumstances or that life has stopped throwing things at me. What it means is my strategy has become dependent on the leaning and the direction of God. And as such, there ends up being no temptation, no trouble, nothing that comes my way that God cannot and will not deliver me from. It's so important that I take a moment to say that when I started this journey, I genuinely thought that I was going to get to a place where life literally felt easy. And I want to say that God does not guarantee us a life of complete easiness and of complete comfort and of complete softness. On the contrary, the book of John, chapter 16, 33 actually says, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." What I love here is the easy breezy life for me has represented God's guarantee. In every form of challenge, persecution, hard trial that I've gone through, God has somehow used this platform, blogging, even other contributors to remind me that he is with me always. And the truth is that people have come and gone. Some have stuck with us. And regardless of that, God has always used the people he called me to pour into me. But today is very special, not only because of a turning point in the journey, but because I am walking into God doing a new thing with some very key lessons that I think are so important for me to share with you, because I know that our platform reaches women who also have platforms, who also have a voice, and who also have an assignment. This being said, I want to encourage you today to remember that your assignment needs no cosigner. If God has called you, he has approved you, he will equip you, he will qualify you. All you must do is give him your heart and walk in obedience. And avoid anyone who will discourage you from the calling that God has placed on your life. Secondly, I have recognized that a good mentor is more precious than gold. One solid mentor who believes in you, who has the grace to overlook your extraness, can be the difference between you being stagnant and you propelling into destiny. There's a particular person who I won't mention because this person doesn't really like praise, who God has consistently used in this arena of the easy breezy life to be a blessing to me. And as I sit back and really think about how broken and how challenged I was when this particular mentor comes into my life, I thank God that they had the ability to see me even in my pain. The next thing I've learned is that sometimes what the world is calling anger is a person in pain. Walking through my own journey of pain has made me so much more compassionate when I see somebody else either behaving out of character or doing something that seems like, you know, they're destroying relationships, so on and so forth, because I have had, let me just call it, the privilege of being afflicted to know that even with the best of intentions, especially for those of us who are called, at some point in our life, we will go through something so horrible that it will make us question or want to turn away from being the person that we are. And the victory in overcoming that, in overcoming ourselves, gives God the glory. And then after we are able to walk through that, we become so useful for God to use to save and deliver others. But in order for us to have that breakthrough, we must encounter someone patient enough, loving enough, kind enough to see us even when we are being or behaving as our worst. The next lesson that I'm taking on this journey with me is, even in death, there is a new beginning. When I got the inspiration to name my daughter Sophia, which means godly wisdom, I had no idea what was coming for us. But one thing that I can say is that, albeit her life was so short, her life opened up the door for me to gain so much godly wisdom, to seek and pursue God in my life, and to walk into who I am today, and to walk through doors that I could have never imagined, or to sit at tables that I never thought would be accessible to me. There's so much I could say about being a mother who suffered infant loss after struggling with infertility. What I will say is, in that trial, in that tribulation, I learned that El Roy, the God who sees me, is real. And how many of us want to know that God is a provider, but are not willing to experience lack to know that He will come through? How many of us want to know and believe that God is a healer, but would like to never be sick to know that He actually heals? And what I can say is that when I call God my Abba Father, my healer, my provider, the lover of my soul, the lifter of my head, El Roy, the God who sees me, my peace, the banner of my life, it is because I have walked through the trials to see God show up as just that in my life. And here we have it. The official death of the Alpha Woman. The woman who carried it all or tried to by herself. The one who hid behind strength. The one who hid behind intellect is finally transformed into what we call the easy breezy life. A woman who now understands that I don't get to determine the cards that I was dealt, but I get to determine my weapons of warfare. And that my weapon of warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. It is an absolute privilege to have a daddy who I can turn to at every moment when I bow on my knees and say, God, help me. God, lead me. God, guide me. And that, my sister, is the easy breezy life. It is not looking for someone to save you. It is not looking for someone to deliver you. It is turning your face towards God and knowing that no matter how heavy you think the burden you're carrying is, there is a God who loves you dearly, is actively pursuing you, and wants nothing but for you to exchange that burden for His easiness. We've also had some really great accomplishments on this platform. A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman has ranked top 15 and top 35 in the Christian and spirituality categories. And most recently, we were recognized by FeedSpot as one of the top platforms for alpha women, high-powered women across the country or in the world. This being said, I know that God has greater still. Y'all have tuned in from 50 countries since January of 2019 when I started this platform, and that could have only been Jesus. I think people look at me from the outside looking in and they're like, oh my goodness, this is like this media mogul genius. And I'm not. I am just graced. I am just moving. I am just obeying. And I am just evidence of when you give God the little that's in your hand, He will breathe on it and turn it into an avalanche, overflowing rain flow of blessing. This being said, I never want to leave you without giving you an encouraging word. Whatever God has called you to do, whoever He has called you to be, do not be afraid to walk away or to transform or leave behind what needs to be left behind for you to step into it. Welcome to the Easy Breezy Life, where we will be centering the experiences of working women around the world, God's leading ladies, specifically women of color, and talking about our different dimensions of our wellness, from your career to your money, to your relationships, your physical health, your mental health, your creativity, your aspirations, and your love life. We want to help you level up in all of it. And I cannot wait to share and to be on this journey as you transform from your own version of the Alpha Woman to walking into the easy breezy life. I love you. God bless you. And we'll see you next week.